seniors currently sit in second place. Tonight is a battle for the top spot in the league standings as the Olympic College Rangers alumni take on the Kitsap High School seniors in Kitsap 3-3 league women's basketball action. Who will claim the top spot in the league standings? Find out next. It's a 4-0 OC Rangers alumni and a 3-1 Kitsap High School seniors as the action starts now. Okay, here we go. The final game, this is going to be a biggie for first place in the standings. Just getting underway. Shot off to Martin. Northern will yank down the rebound. Olympic College Rangers feeds inside. Ball stolen away momentarily by Newman. Has the ball jammed away. Stolen away by Kansas Mills. Player of the game again. Gainer 1 feeds inside for Madison. Gardner elevates and scores. Maddie Gardner scores for Olympic College. Leading it 2-0. Your side. For a long three, heading in is Madeline Jones, our player of the game moments ago, scores. 3-2. Kitsap High School seniors on top. Here's Candace Mills driving in, bump, bodied up, but hits the left-handed shot. Using the offhand was Candace Mills. Alex Newman drives in against the defensive momentum. This is going to be a good game. Newman will secure the top spot. Ball stolen away. Thrown away by Jones. The Caroline Horan, the unnamed player in game one. We tracked down here during the break. Here's a long shot off the mark. That time by Newman. Tracked down on top by Northern. Feeds inside to Mills. Up fakes. Good defense here by Newman. Feeds out to Alana Northern. Now to Gardner from 17. Rims off left. Off the rebound. Jabbed away. Controlled by the Kitsap High School seniors by Jones. Tapped in. Controlled by Newman. Roman there, thought they were going to run back in West again. It fires off the mark. Jordan with the rebound. Dribbles out on top to reset the offense into 3-on-3. Got to go back behind the three-point line. The back three-point line. Here's Norton driving in. Flips it up off the mark. No good. Looking for a foul. No foul called. Or is there a foul? No. Maybe they're calling their own fouls. I don't think DJ Joffrey called one. Down on top the Mills for three. Wedges off right. Newman tracks down the rebound. 4-3, OC. Shot off the mark. Jordan with the rebound. Dribbles out on top. Final game of the night. Crossover dribble drives in. Left hand has it blocked. Blocked by Newman. Jones tracks down the loose ball. And then we have maybe some jewelry popping loose from Newman, who have her earring taken off the swipe. Team DJ Joe Frank, DJ Joe Frank, the popular individual he is. He's more than just music. He's also a referee here at this level and the college level and high school level. He's everywhere. And if you want to book him for your wedding or party, he's the guy to get. DJ Joe Frank. Nice feed inside for Mills for Northam. Too strong. Horan with the rebound. Curls back out on top. Mills converges on her quickly to Bentley. Out to Jones for three. Got it. Madeline Jones for three. Drills the shot. 6-4 is your score. And the College Rangers alumni. See Northam. Leave it too strong. Timmy going out of bounds was Newman. Flicks it out near side. Again, elevating and hitting is Maddie Jones for three. She's got eight. Nine, 9-4. Get the correct score in. Northern, the rebound goes up, leaves it short. Then goes off her hands and out of bounds. Final game of the night. Connie Walker will step in for the Olympic College Rangers alumni. Sharpshooter. First game, she had a great game. 3, 6, 9, 11, 13, 16, 19 points in the first game by Connie Walker, who drives in. Blows by Jones, who lays it up and in. Connie Walker. She's at 9-6. That's not easy playing back-to-back games. Walker out on top for Lubbock College Rangers alumni and ignore them. The two-year captain with the Rangers drives in against the defense of Newman, spins in, and misses the lay, and Newman with the rebound. I think she was surprised. He was so wide open. Horan with it out on top. Feeds it near side to Jones. Spins into the lane. Mills tries to get the steal from behind. Couldn't do so. Out on top to Newman. Has the ball stolen away from here by Northam. As he went from the behind-the-back dribble, anticipating that was Northam. Here's Walker. There's Northam. Out on top for Mills. Rims off left. And right by me off to the left to Brandon Smith, who heads the Kids Out 3-on-3 League Women's Basketball event here at the Marvin Williams Center. Final game of the night. Horan with it. Far side the floor. Still with it. Out on top to Jones. Walker on her defensively. Works across the pick, but here's anticipating that was Northam. To Newman. Mills on her defensively. A scrappy player is Mills. Newman. Short range off the mark. Walker with the rebound. Flips it back down on top to Northam. Would have loved to have broadcasted their season this year for the Olympic College Rangers. There's Northam slashing into the rack and scoring for Olympic College Rangers alumni. First two, believe it or not, for Northam. But however, that closes the gap to 9-8. Newman with it. Beats the far side of the floor, tracked down by Horan. If not, nope, couldn't get there in time. Goes into the bleacher seats and out of bounds. Kids have high school seniors basketball. Olympic College Rangers, excuse me, basketball out on top with Honor Northam with it. Feeds it to the far side to Walker. Flips it high up in the air for the shot off the mark. Mills with the opposite rebound. Goes up, misses it. Here's Jones with the rebound. Newman, no good. Northam with the rebound. That's a good matchup right there between Newman and Northam. A nice feed inside. Penny Walker patrolling on the baseline. Connie Walker has 4 points. And they regain the lead. It's 10-9. Hosty Rangers alumni on top inside with a left-hand shot. And good by Maddie Jones. She's got 10. Another lead change. Northam for three. Back iron. Walker tracks down the rebound. Goes up with the lane and scores. Connie Walker. He's got 6. Horan feeds it inside. Trying to get it on the over, up and over to Jones. And just a little bit too high and a little bit too far. They turn the basketball over. Walker sets her feet and fires from the off angle. And the ball will go harmlessly off to my right and out of bounds. Kitsap High School seniors basketball with Newman inbounding off out on top. Inside to Jones, spins in against the smaller Walker, goes up and can't get that one to drop down. Northam with the rebound, dribbles out to the far side. Flips out on top to Walker. Jones on her, gets a pick from Northam, now pick and slip. Finds inside, nice move, spins in. Couldn't get it to drop down, gets her own rebound, leaves it short. Jones with the rebound. Now to Newman. Nice bounce pass inside, but good defense that time by Walker to steal it away on the bounce pass. Dribbles out on top, feeds inside to Mills. Goes up as Mills, too strong. Rebound pulled down by Horan. Dribbles out to the near side, back down on top to Newman for three. Slash. Alyssa Newman. The ripple and the triple for Newman. It is 14-12. Maddie Jones comes in, or Maddie Gardner checks in for the College. Alyssa Newman, Alana Northam will step out. Candace Mills with the basketball out on top. Post up Gardner. Goes up and scores. Madison Gardner. She's got 4. Ties things up. It's our first tie of the game. Couple lead changes, slashing into the lane is Newman who scores. Alyssa Newman's got 5 unofficially. I think it's 16-14. It's our second lead change. Gardner pokes up, kicks it out to Walker out on top. Brings it defense to Jones. Now wide open is Mills. Drives in, left hand, runner in, hit. Candace Mills, one of your players that you have to like, can score with either hand. It's Candace Mills. Newman with the basketball out on top. Jeff steps against Gardner. Steps back from 17, back iron. He'll chase after it. Who wins the battle? Going to be Jones. Madeline Jones, not the Newman. Feeds inside to Horan. Harassed by Walker. Gets it back out the far side. To Jones, spins in the lane. Leads it back for Horan for three. No good. Gardner with a rebound. Out to Walker. Fires. Got it. Coyote Walker from downtown. She's got nine. And it's now 19 to 16. Feed inside to Mills. Nice pass to Gardner. Couldn't finish. Gets her own rebound. Too strong. Newman with the rebound. Jones out to the far side. Sets and fires for three. No good. Walker with the rebound. Under 9 minutes down to go. Feeds inside for Mills. Hits the bottom half of the basket. Rebound pulled down by Newman. Behind the back dribble. Wide open is Jones. Out to Newman. Back to Jones. Goes in. Right hand runner too strong. Here's Mills with the rebound. Fires and short. Newman with the rebound for Kitsap High School seniors. Drives in against Mills. Harassed by Walker. Goes up and rattles one in from short range. Alyssa Newman gives the high school seniors back the lead. Oh, we got good battle here. 19-18. Newman on top. Walker. Gets that to Northam. Crossover dribble. 7:48 to go. 1 point game here from the Marvin Williams Center. Walker drives in, left hand, scoop shot. Pass in to Gardner underneath. Good defense of her by Newman. Now to Northam. Now to Walker for three. Looks good off the rim. Track down on a rebound. Nice bounce pass inside to Gardner. Who sticks it up and scores? We'll see on top, and then they'll step on the baseline. Don't get a pushing foul called. High school basketball seniors on top. Jones from straight away, rims off right. Liberty College Rangers alumni basketball. Northern will inbound from out on top. Gardner will step out. Candace Mills, who's had a great night, will come back in again for Liberty College Rangers alumni, even though she was only a freshman this year. Getting some work in will definitely help her out for her sophomore season at Olympic College. Here's Walker streaking into the lane, spins it off the window and scores. Garney Walker. Not sure if either. Three-three-18 to score. Northam out on top, sets and fires, swish. Horan feeds it inside, stolen away by Northam on the pass. To Walker near side. Out on top to Mills, drives in a double team and then walks with it. Turned over by Olympic College Rangers. Alumni back out on top to the Kitsap High School seniors. 5.5 minutes to go. Third game of the night here from the Marvin Williams Center. Newman tried to post up Jones and the ball pickpocketed away from Mills. Out on top to Northam. To Walker. Straight away. setting up the offense now for the Lippa College Rangers alumni. Feeds it into Mills. Drives in, Euro steps, back iron no good, gets her own rebound, goes up to the left hand and scores. Nice job by Kansas Mills. Again, 28-18, he put up a 10-point lead. Newman driving in against Mills and scores is Alyssa Newman. 28-20. Northam on top. 4:30 to go here in the game number three. Walker with it, sets their feet and fires off the mark. Nice offensive rebound again by Mills. Off the mark, no good. Northam will battle for the rebound, flips it in to Walker, but a lot of Northam's feet on the baseline, steps out of bounds. It'll be the Kitsap High School seniors basketball looking for another big shot as they trail by 8, 28-20. Here's Jones, then Newman. Newman's still with it. He has to get it off to somebody. He finally does to Jones. Far side. Converts down by Northam. Good defense by Northam. And then a foul. And it might be. It's going to go against Kylie Walker. Possession remain with the high school seniors. Horan with it. Inside to Jones. Splits the double team. Lee and rolls off the heel of the iron into the hands of Kansas Mills. Worked the ball out on top to Northam. 3.5 minutes to go. Game number three here from the Marvin Williams Center. You're listening to Kitsap 3-on-3 League Women's Basketball headed by Brandon Smith here from the Marvin Williams Center. Nice wraparound pass by Mills to Northam. Out on top to Walker. Drives in his Walker back to Mills for a high arcing three. This time it is done a dry iron. Ball will go back to Team Kitsap High School Seniors. A lot of action here and two courts going on here at the Marvin Williams Center. They both play a variety of games. Each team will play two games on a Wednesday night, 2.5 minutes to go. 28-20. Lippa College Rangers alumni on top. Now using a little bit of clock as Walker with it out on top, setting up the offense for the Lippa College Rangers alumni. Mills on the floor, Walker and Northam. He goes in, misses the lay-in, but lands right in the lap of Walker, who feeds it back out on top to Northam. Back to Walker, near angle for three. Rims off. Mills with a rebound. Off with the rebound and doing justice for Lippa College Rangers seniors. With time running down, we got 2:14 to go here in game number three for the Marvin Williams Center. Inside to Northam. Newman on her defensively. Gets it back out on top. Mills drives in. Feeds out to Northam for an easy bucket. No, it rolls off into the land of Horan. Hands off to Newman. Out on top. Needs some buckets and in a hurry as Newman hit, rims off left and out of bounds. 1:47 to go here in the final game of the evening here at the Marvin Williams Center. Walker will inbounds. They're getting their work in tonight. Feeds outside to Gardner, back to Walker. 1:27 to go. Driving in, left hand is Mills. Cut off by the good defensive Newman. Feeds out on top, far angle for Walker for three. High arcing shot, tapped out in the hands of Mills. He'll work the ball back out on top. Mills still with it. 1:10 to go. Posting up Gardner underneath. Horan on her. After Mills, drives in is Kansas Mills. Spins out, hands off to Walker, using some clock. 1:50 minute to go now here in game number three. The winner will secure first place in the Kitsap 3-on-3 League Women's Basketball. As they are undefeated, our Lippa College and Gardner will spin in with a left hand and scores. Maddie Gardner opens up a 10-point bowl, 30-20. Moran with it. To Jones out on top. Walker on her defensively. Walker's swiping away at it. Newman will drive in. Right-hand runner and is fouled. Block will stop under a minute to go. A lot of work to do in a short time to get there for the Kitsap High School seniors. Newman will bend the flex and rim out the free throw. Flying in is Mills with the rebound. And on top to Walker. Glancing at the clock with 15 seconds to go here in this one. He'll work the clock. Mills with it. Stops and pops. Gardner with the rebound. And that's going to do it for the Marvin Williams Center. Great games on the docket today. And game number three will go to the Olympic College Rangers alumni as they will stay undefeated and go to 6-0 on the season. And the Kitsap High School seniors will drop to 5-2, I believe, on the year. So that nature for the Kitsap High School seniors. And Olympic College Rangers, see if they stroll over again for a post-game interview. That will do it for the Marvin Williams Center. As the Olympic College Rangers alumni win, I think they go one conversation with K-Mac tonight is sufficient as they stroll off far side of the floor. Victorious in both of their games tonight. They improved to 6-0. And Kitsap High School seniors, they will improve to 5-1 on the year. Okay, well, next week, pray for the Marvin Williams Center. More Kitsap League 3-on-3 women's basketball from the Marvin Williams Center. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next week right here for the Marvin Williams Center for the Kitsap 3-on-3 League women's basketball from the Marvin Williams Center. Community reminding you, the road to success is always under construction. We'll see you next week for the Marvin Williams Center. Good night, everybody. The proceeding has been an ISBNSports.com and Megatalk Radio AM 1400 KITZ special sports presentation. Any rebroadcast, dissemination, or transmission of this copyrighted broadcast without written permission from ISBNSports.com or KITZ AM 1400 is strictly prohibited.